0-2.
Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Pevač američke grupe R.E.M. Michael Stipe često je govorio da mu je New York jedno od omiljenih mesta na svetu. Zbog toga je sa velikom tugom doživeo terorističke napade 11. septembra 2001. Kada je nekoliko godina kasnije leteo iznad obnovljenog grada, zadivljeno je posmatrao promene koje su ga učinile još lepšim. Osetio je ogromno zadovoljstvo gledajući New York koji mu je iz te perspektive izgledao veličanstveno. Ta slika je na Stipea ostavila toliko snažan utisak da je istog trenutka poželeo da je ovekoveči kroz stihove. Baladu je uspeo kompletno da završi još tokom leta. Dao joj je naslov Leaving New York i kasnije je uvek opisivao kao ljubavnu pesmu svom omiljenom gradu. Iako zadovoljan onime što je napisao, Michael Stipe je priznao da mu je uvek bilo teško da sluša bilo šta u čemu se pominje Velika jabuka, a da se ne seti kobnog septembra. To se odnosilo i na pesmu Leaving New York u kojoj slušamo grupu R.E.M. It's quiet now and what it brings is everything comes calling back a brilliant night I'm still awake I looked ahead Sure, I saw you there. You don't need me to tell you now that nothing can compare. You might have laughed if I told you.
Tried to take But loneliness It wears me out It lies in wait And on our last still in my eyes A shadow of necklace across your thigh I might have lived my life in a dream But I swear this is real Memory fuses and shatters like glass We carry our future, forget the past But you, it's what I feel You might have laughed if I told you Never my crown Leaving New York
Your breath is sweet, your eyes are like two jewels in the night. Your back is straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. But I don't sense affection, no gratitude or love. Your loyalty is not for me, but to the stars above. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. Your daddy, he's an outlaw, a wanderer by trade. He'll teach you how to pick and choose, or how to throw a blade. He oversees his kingdom, so no stranger does intrude. His voice, it trembles as he calls out for another plate of food. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. To the valley below. Your sister sees the future like your mama and yourself. You've never learned to read or write, there's no books upon your shelf. Your pleasure knows no limits, your voice is like a meadow lark. But your soul is like the ocean, mysterious and dark. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. To the valley below.
I loved you twice, that's where this tale begins. I played my hand, I rolled the dice, now I'm paying for my sins. I got a bad addiction, maybe it's you, yeah, yeah, that's right. And I feel you taking over me, could luck be a lady in here tonight. My odds are stacked, I've never been a gambling man, I've never had the winning. For you, I'd lose it all. My odds are stacked. I've never been a gambling man. I've never had the winning hand. But for you, I'd lose it all.
I'm losing.
Baby. Ooh. Oh, could she be the queen of hearts or the devil in disguise? With every move, I'm blinded by those diamonds in her eyes. I got a bad addiction, maybe it's you, yeah, yeah, that's right. And I feel you taking over me, could let be a lady in here tonight. My odds are stacked, I've never been a gambling man, I've never had the winning hand. But for you, I'd lose it all. Stacked. I've never been a gambling man, I've never had the winning hand. But for you, I'd lose it all. I'm raptured in your sweet loving, but it feels just like a curse.
I've never been a gambling man. I've never had the winning hand. But for you, I'd lose it all. My odds are stacked. I've never been a gambling man. I've never had the winning hand. But for you, I'd lose it all. My odds are stacked. I've never been a gambling man.
Priče o pesmama.
Marinac Lee Harvey Oswald uhapšen je i službeno evidentiran kao čovek koji je 1963. Izvršio atentat na američkog predsednika Johna Kennedyja. Kada je trebalo da bude prebačen u okružni zatvor, Jack Ruby, vlasnik noćnog kluba, ušunjao se u podrum sedišta policije i iz neposredne blizine pucao atentatoru u stomak. Dva sata kasnije Oswald je bio mrtav. Jack Ruby je uhapšen i osuđen na smrt, ali je presuda kasnije ukinuta. Pre nego što mu je suđenje ponovljeno, razboleo se i umro. Deo javnosti smatrao je nepravednim to što je ubici predsjednika i čovjeku koji ga je ranio posvećivan skoro jednak broj knjiga i tekstova, atentatoru čak i više. Mnogima je smetao identičan tretman počinilaca u javnosti, jer ono što su uradili nije bilo prihvaćeno kao isto. Na Rubija se ipak gledalo drugačije, jer je bio čovek koji je obožavao predsednika. Simboliku tih dešavanja članovi grupe Deep Purple preneli su u svoju pesmu Jack Ruby.
Yeah. just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard, their
shadows searching in the night.
Priče o pesmama.
Poznato je da je Michael Jackson u detinjstvu bio žrtva zlostavljanja. Neke od njegovih pesama nastale su pod uticajem tih iskustava, a jedna od njih je i Do You Know Where Your Children Are? Ona govori o odbegloj devojčici koja pokušava da nađe spas od očuha koji je seksualno zlostavlja. Naslov je dobila po najavi iz jedne emisije koja je dugo emitovana na američkoj televiziji. Iako je snimljena još u vreme kada je kralj popa radio na albumu Bad, njena pozadina je otkrivena tek posle njegove smrti i tada je objavljena na drugom posthumnom albumu. Među Michaelovim stvarima pronađene su beleške u kojima je pisao deci koje rastu u slomljenim porodicama. Njihovi očevi dolaze kući pijani, majke ih zanemaruju, pa mnoga deca beže na ulicu i često postaju žrtve silovanja i prostitucije. Zbog toga je Michael Jackson u naslovu svoje pesme roditeljima postavio pitanje Do you know where your children are? Odnosno, da li znate gde su vaša deca?
Fa, 'Cause it's
Priče o pesmama.
Frank Healy, frontman škotske grupe Travis, vratio se ulozi glavnog tekstopisca benda kada mu se rodio sin, posle gotovo dve decenije pauze u tom poslu. Roditeljstvo je u njemu probudilo želju da ponovo piše, a jedna od prvih pesama koje su tada nastale bila je Nina Song. Dok ju je stvarao, na pameti je jedino imao očinstvo i ozbiljnost svega što ta uloga podrazumeva. Fran je imao sreću da odraste uz dobrog oca, što mu je uvek mnogo nedostajalo. Setio se da je jednoga dana, kao sedmogodišnjak, pitao majku postoji li radnja u kojoj prodaju očeve i da li bi htela jednog da mu kupi. Želja da tako nešto postoji nije ga napustila ni kada je odrastao. Smatrao je da je tata potreban svima. Ne bilo kakav, već onaj koji će ih voleti i paziti, uvek biti tu za njih i neko na koga mogu da se oslone. Fran to nikada nije imao, a važnost takve figure shvatio je tek kada je i sam postao roditelj. Iz tih razmišljanja nastala je pesma Nina Song koju izvodi grupa Travis.
How come all of the best dads are gone? The only ones left are all done. Hope I'm wrong again, wrong again, wrong. There's a mom. The last time we checked, she was young. But all she's got left has gone now. And she's gone again, gone again, gone.
Don't leave me holding a candle to made of stone. Charlie Clark, no way home. Bring on the dancing horses, headless and all alone.
First I'm gonna make it.